by. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break Wednesday morning with you this morning. Hope you are having a wonderful day. Thank you for joining me again. Let's go ahead and pick up with James chapter 3, verse 2. And as we started yesterday, we were talking about teachers and how that they would be held more responsible in what they were doing in their action, or we could say even profession, even though more than likely the act of teaching in the church is not an area outside of the preaching or the senior pastor or maybe a under-shepherd is not typically a paid position. But that's neither here nor there. But today we're going to read verse 2 of chapter 3. And as he starts to break apart this idea of what we say of our tongue. So if you have your copy of God's Word, join with me in James chapter 3, verse 2. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. All right, we'll stop there. If we talked yesterday about teachers, that means that we are speaking things. We are teaching others usually through our words and sometimes through our actions. So today, James is not pointing a finger at others without also pointing a finger at himself. Okay? He says that we all stumble in many ways. But how do we typically stumble as believers? What typically occurs in a believer's actions that usually causes him to stumble that other people take notice? Our words, what we say. James says that if a believer is never at fault in what he says, he's perfect. In other words, he is mature, he's complete in all of his ways. He is able to bridle his whole body. So we can have a takeaway here that spiritual maturity requires a tamed tongue, because it is what comes out of our mouths that direct us in the wrong ways. Okay? And typically, what comes out of our mouths is the condition of our heart. It has to be in our heart first. So think on these things today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.